This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Sure is, and you've made it to the podcast.
Hello.
I was about to say good morning because we're recording this in the morning, but you might not be listening to it in the morning.
That's the benefit of a podcast. Gosh, our huge podcast listener base.
All 20 of you.
They must just be so happy to see this pop up in their library.
I mean, 20. Am I aiming too high there? Have we made double digits yet? I don't know. Look, I've made double digits in my age, and it's not going well because it turns out I'm using emojis that old people use, according to Gen Z.
I don't want to confirm it, but I will.
No, look, we've got the top 10 coming up. Top 10 emojis that old people are using, so stick around to hear that.
We'll talk about Craig walking in on some sexy time.
Oh.
Do you remember when you did that?
I do, yeah. Strangely enough, outdoor situation.
I mean, there's no limits to love, Craig.
Molly and Craig.
So when we get up in the morning, breakfast announcers or anyone that works shift work and doesn't have a uniform, you'll struggle with this. It's that scramble of, I'm so tired. What time is it? Am I going to be late? What's happened overnight? And what am I going to wear?
Yeah, out of all of them. And I've made the shift to decide the night before, which can, you know, trip you up anyway.
Exactly. And that's what happened to me this morning because I have made an effort the last 2 days. I went and met with some clients yesterday afternoon, so I thought, you know, you've got to look a certain way. And then this morning I was like, oh, excellent. I'm going to wear my slops. I was going to wear tracksuit shorts with an oversized jumper.
Oh, great.
And just like some runners or whatever.
Oh.
I thought today's the day. It's going to be cold outside. I'm going to be all snuggled. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. And then what did I remember?
The big boss, the big man's in town today.
Thank the Lord that I remembered though, right?
Can you imagine?
Imagine it. I wasn't even going to brush my hair. Look at me now. I look like a princess.
Oh, you've done very well. You've done so well. You've reached for the other end of the wardrobe, right?
You know, I wore this dress to a wedding once, Craig. So, yes, it is the other end.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I thought exactly the same thing last night. I was like, oh, Big Boss is in town.
Yeah.
As I was putting out my clothes and I was getting ready, my wife was standing in the bedroom door. And I said to her, oh, gee, Big Boss in town tomorrow. Should I wear the good undies?
Geez, I hope he doesn't see him.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
I've been a bit of a backyard fiend recently, I think that's fair to say.
Mm.
Cut down some branches over, not this weekend, but the long weekend. Did it in quite a shonky way as well.
Didn't you cut down, like, your neighbour's tree?
Yeah, but the bits that were over our yard. Like, fair. It's all safe. Well, I mean, the way I cut them down wasn't so safe. I was sort of on the fence, literally wobbling and chopping it down with a hatchet. But come round to this weekend, I've been begging to get back to these branches because they've been sitting in the backyard. It's like a cake that I can't eat. I'm like, I just want to get out to that. So I got the loppers out, got the cyclone gloves on, got the hatchet. We're all ready to go. Started chopping away. And the aim was just to get rid of as much as possible, get it in the green bin, which is, you know, biggest task around the Adelaide Hills and Murraylands and South Coast because everyone has backyards that go bunter. I was just hacking away and then I had to stop because I noticed a couple of harlequin bugs.
What's a harlequin bug?
It's a weird type of bug and we get them in the backyard. And I mean, I say it was a couple. They were, I mean.
Oh.
And I thought, ooh, gee, I can't. Oh, I'm sorry. Here I am trying to chop down these bits of tree. No, I'm sorry. Ooh, gee, I'll go away. So I went around to another branch and then I found another couple. Oh, God, no. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, I'll get her. So I went to another branch and there they are. Stop it!
It was an orgy.
It really was. In this tree that I chopped down, I've created an orgy. And I moved away from the fence. I've gone, I can't be near this thing. I'll just give them a minute because obviously I've been rustling it around. Maybe they'll all move out. I go to the fence and there they are again. Oh. Stop it!
Nothing can stop love, Craig.
Oh, I really can't. And I mean, that's it from my angle. From their angle, here's me chopping at them. Get out of here, bugs!
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
It's funny in life, the older you get, the roles in your family switch around.
Sure.
So you go from being the kid to what sometimes feels like the parent to your own mum and dad.
Do you know, I was just thinking about this yesterday because there was news out that the King Charles, now apparently has to pay rent to Prince William. I was just like, how weird to have your kids as your landlord.
It's funny too because, what am I, 28? So I feel like I'm at that point where people are having babies.
Mm.
My parents' friends are grandparents now. I'm like, whoa, when did that go down? In my head, we were all just going to be forever young. Like, if I'm thinking grandparents, I'm thinking of my grandparents who were, you know.
Sure.
Late 70s, 80.
But are now becoming great grandparents, I guess, in some respects.
Yeah, because when you think great grandma, you think of a really old person.
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
Not necessarily, no.
No, and what I'm noticing with my parents is I'm starting to go, oh, my gosh, we're all getting older. And last night my mum was at my house and I became the parent. I thought, this must be what it's like. She was trying to work Instagram.
Yeah, peak parent advice.
So my mum has a business and she's got an Instagram page for her business. It's a little bird bespoke pottery. Ching, ching.
Did you want that one in there?
And I've been helping her along the way and she's really got it down. Like, her feed is so pretty. She knows how to post, you know, and stage things really well. Mm-hmm. And you post this and then that one next so that it looks good sort of as an overall picture.
Sure.
But she had about 17 highlights.
Right.
Just all named highlight with one thing on it. I was like, okay, this is lesson for tonight. Then I also had to teach her how to do stories, like how to reshare your post on your story, all that sort of stuff. But Mum doesn't want me to do it for her. She wants to learn. So literally we were squished up on the couch with like our heads next to each other. And I was like, okay, see the little arrow? We press the little arrow. And it's so hard to not overtake and just do it for yourself. Like, I think you've been talking to me about this, how as a parent you just get so frustrated with your kids because you just want to do it and it's so annoying watching them fail time and time again. And I was like, honestly, I was hearing you say that story and I was like, oh, come on, Craig. Like, you got to, it's like, it's, they're learning. And then last night on my couch as I was watching my poor mother struggle around with how to work Instagram, I thought, this is what it's going to be like.
Yep.
I'm going to be frustrated for like 30 years.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Sorry, I was just trying to troll through my notes because that's where I keep my own personal worst list of baby names.
You have one?
Mm-hmm.
Just to avoid, just so when the time comes you can go, right, let's cross these ones off first?
No, it's because I used to work with kids.
Oh.
And I had this job very randomly at one point in my life where I went around and took photos of kids for a company, the school photos. You know, those people that come?
Oh, yeah, with the, you know, the background that kind of looks like clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you
that was
all
me.
All right, make sure your shirt's tucked correctly.
Sorry, you're wearing a blue ribbon, sweetie. We know it's only green here. We're at a private school. So, yeah, I used to write down in my phone, like, all the terrible names that I heard over that period because you would get given, like, a card with the kid's name on it.
Mm.
And so you'd look at it and go...
No, no, thank you.
Well, hang on a sec. I remember trying to find... someone with the last name Cloud for like 30 minutes. And then eventually the kid comes like right to the front and he goes, that's my first name. I thought, you poor soul. Anyway, it turns out news.com have taken my thunder and they've got their own list, which they've stolen from Emma's Diary. So Emma's Diary is this like website that gives baby and pregnancy advice. And they have put this all together.
And their advice on this is, don't name your kids this.
So many of them I can't even pronounce. You were talking about LaDasha.
Oh, yeah, which is like the letter L and then like physically a dash.
Mm-hmm.
And then ER. I've heard that one before.
Some of the names in my list I can't actually say on air because they are that inappropriate.
Some people just like to chuck extra A's and E's and things in there just because they're like, I want a name, but I want it to be unique.
Mm.
So I'll just pick a name that already exists and I'll just throw some more vowels in there.
Which doesn't feel right, does it?
No.
It just doesn't.
Your poor kid, just name him something normal.
On this list, there's names like Appalooza, Blakely, Boomqueefer.
No!
Elizabeth.
Are you sure that's not a typo?
No.
I mean, it is news.com.au. You never know.
I'm unique.
No!
With an apostrophe in the name. America. Felony. I actually, when I was overseas working at a summer camp, used to, same thing, you'd get like a list of all the kids coming in that week and you'd go, well, who's got the worst name? The worst one I had was Epiphany. And she said to me, I'm named Epiphany because my parents said having me was a good idea.
Oh, no.
That's the most embarrassing sentence I've ever heard.
This list also has a lot of TV references. The Simpsons, Cletus and Bart, Sesame Street, Elmo.
Elmo's yuck.
Family Guy, Brian and Lois, Arthur.
Do you know what? Arthur's trendy again because heaps of my gen are naming kids Arthur and George.
Because of royal stuff?
Well, I think Arthur's kind of cute.
Unless he's an aardvark, in which case he's annoying and he comes on the TV at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. What's the worst name that you've heard? A worst baby name? We're going to get to some of your comments very soon.
Maybelline is on here.
Yeah. Maybe she was born with it. Or maybe her parents gave her that name. Well, we did get a call, 1300 137 317. What's your story?
My little story is Inala isn't really that bad a name, I don't think, unless you live in Palmer.
Oh, why is that? So, Inala Palmer?
Inala from Palmer.
Right. Kind of it...
I'm thankful I moved to Mybalonga.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing you can do when you've got a name that rhymes with your suburb.
Yes.
Look,
yes.
You haven't got apostrophes in there. It's not like an object I can use. I think Inala gets a tick. You're fine. You're in the clear.
Yeah, but my daughter's middle name is Star, but it's not a star shape. It's actual Star, S-T-A-R.
Yeah, that's
Star.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, Star is on the list, but I had a dream, and I talked about this on the show, like last week, that I had a child named Star.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I called her Star because my mum's mum could not pronounce Inala, so she just called me her little Star.
Oh, that's cute.
Wait, you get a tip from us, absolutely.
What's your daughter's first name?
Zara.
Zara Star. I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling up, Inala.
No worries. Have a great day.
We better go to the Facebook page as well because there's some very, very bad names. I can't actually read the comment from Robbie. It's Elon Musk's child.
Oh, it was something Ash. I remember when it first came out, but I can't remember exactly how you say it now. I like Heather's, A, B, C, D, E, but you pronounce it Absidy.
I've seen that a lot in schools. You wouldn't
Have
think
you?
So,
no.
But yeah, that was one. One kid was called Calippo. How bad.
Ooh, a bit of a citrus one there.
Bailey has got in touch as well. Oh, we can't even say that first one, can we?
I wouldn't try.
Yeah, let's not say that on air. Check it out on our socials if you want to see it for yourself. Yvette Odette Blett is very good.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
I know you shouldn't trust kids with things that you know, you can do yourself, but how else are they going to learn?
Yeah, that must be tricky.
It's that big balance between do I give them the opportunity and waste the next 20 minutes, or do I just not have the patience? And it's a really tricky thing. So the other day we came home from a shop. You can imagine, hungry, kids are cranky, just want to get in the door, though. That's all I want to do. I've got a bag in one hand, I've got Rory on my hip, a water bottle hooked on my finger, like I'm arms full, but I also have the keys to get in the door. I'm like, great. Then Isla stands in front and says, Daddy, at 4 years of age, I want to try opening the door.
Fair enough. Wait, was Sian with you or not?
She was carting things back and forth from the car. So we've got three locks to get through. You've got the screen door and then you've got the normal door, but it's got two locks, one on the handle, one other lock as well. So I give her the key and go, all right, here you go. And I pass it to her and she turns back to me and goes, Dad, which ways did the keys go? I'm like, well, the way I pass them to you, I like pass the exact key to you in the correct... She's already dropped it, muddled around. No, that big key, that one there, and the pointy bit's up. Yeah, now put it in the door. And so she starts going away. She turns it one way, starts pulling on the handle. It's not working, Dad. All right, we'll turn it the other way. Turns it that way. Nothing happening. I'm like, dude, it can't be that hard. It's a door. I know you're four, but come on. So reluctantly, she lets me try. I go, clink, clink, it's done. Straight away, she goes, all right, I'll do the next one. No, come on, look. I'm getting a sore arm. I've got Rory still there, the little one-year-old. I've got the other hand that's still got the bulk of the groceries. So she gets to the next one. Dad, which key? It's the same one, mate. It's the same bloody key.
She is four.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to keep that in check. But I also am very hungry and have sore muscles. Mm-hmm. So she struggles with that for another 2 minutes, finally unlocks it. Lock three, it's out of her reach. Jesus. I said, look, just give me the key. Dad, can you lift me up? No, I've got... Mum's still working on this stuff. Finally, we get through about 10 minutes later than what we should have. The good news out of this, she's probably never going to burgle a place.
Yeah, okay.
The bad news is I'm probably going to have to come out to hers a fair bit when she gets older to let her in.
You're lucky Rory didn't want to go.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
There are reports going around that the average Australian wedding costs $36,000.
Seems a little high for me.
I reckon that's about right.
I don't think we did that much on our wedding.
You had a low-key wedding by the sounds of it, though.
It was pretty small. It was like immediate family and friends. And we flew them... Well, we didn't... We flew them all up to Bangalore in New South... No, they flew themselves.
Mm.
Yeah, that was it. So, yeah, destination-ish wedding.
So, reports are also saying that people are spending up to $5,000 just to either attend or be part of the wedding if you're in the bridal party.
Oh, no, that's too much.
But again, I reckon it's accurate.
No, surely no one spent that much to come to our wedding.
Well, see, this is what I want to talk about, because as the bride and groom, when you made that decision, considering you're both from South Australia, to get mm-hmm. married somewhere else, was that a part of the consideration that everybody is going to be coughing up a lot of money to come?
To be honest, I don't think we thought about it that much.
Mm.
I think we went, we want to get married. Here looks good. All right, let's get it in. Hey, everyone, you want to come? Yep, is that cool? Yep. But I think we also were not offended, because we did have one or two people say, look, can't come for XYZ reason. And we went, you know what? We'd love to have you there. And this is the way we want to do it. And if you can't come, that's cool.
My argument to that is certain people have to go. Like, I'm in a situation where we've got a wedding coming up and it's over in Victoria.
Uh-huh.
I can't not go to this wedding.
Why not?
There's certain people in your life, you can't miss their wedding.
Well, there's someone who didn't come to my wedding who I would have loved to come there, but I absolutely respect his reasons for not coming.
Fair. Like, it just would be such a big thing to miss. For the money, it's like, well, it's not worth it. But it's just interesting when people put their wedding somewhere else, because you look at it and you go, okay, well, this is going to cost... I think for us to get there, like for me and my partner, it's like $600 or something, not including everything else. That being their gift, a dress, hair and makeup if you want to go that far, like Ubers, accommodation.
You said this before, though, as well, that there was a wedding that you missed for whatever reason it was,
mm-hmm.
and every time your group of friends catch up, they're always like, oh, you know that time at the wedding, and you're like, huh.
I hate it.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
So my friend that's getting married over in Victoria is like almost like a cousin to me. Mm-hmm. It's like a family wedding. I feel like you can't really miss that.
I think people need to drop their expectations. I think if you're there, look, at the end of the day, it's the people's weddings.
Mm.
They can invite. If you don't get invited, sweet. Happy for the couple. If you can't make it, sweet. Happy for the couple. I think at the end of the day, it's the couple's day, and they would want you to be there, and I understand that, but the couple also has to recognise what that means for other people in the world that, you know, at the moment, we're talking about cost of living
exactly.
every second day.
Like, it's crazy to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And reading those figures, I'm like, well, I'm not surprised by that, because it does end up being this hugely expensive exercise for everybody. But then you catch yourself and you go, well, hang on a second. Like, it's their day. If that's what they want, it's, you know, that's how it's going to be. But for me, as someone who's not married, the other thing I think in my mind is, well, by the time I get to it, pretty much everyone else is going to be probably done. They'll all be married. So it'll be like, well, you made me do this, you made me do that, so we're all going to Hawaii.
Oh,
cough up
no.
your money, boys and girls.
And they won't have any, because they'll have spent it on everyone else's weddings, and then they'll have kids, and then, oh, my goodness.
Don't ruin this for me, Craig.
Just elope.
That better not be your
Just
excuse.
Just have fun on your own. It's absolutely
Start
my excuse.
Saving
You've
up for
seen my bank
wedding.
Balance.
You've got, I don't know how many years.
This is Molly and Craig, Power FM.
Sure is, and that's the podcast. Thanks for listening.
If you made it this far, that's nice.
Yeah, honestly, I think if you've made it this far, please send us a DM on Instagram so we know, because you're our true fan.
Do you reckon we've got any fans?
I said fan.
Yeah, makes sense.
Not plural. That's at Molly Rose Radio for you, and at Craigio on the radio for me, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, send us a message anytime, guys. Do you know what I just have thought up on the spot?
What's that?
One podcast. We should do like an Ask Us Anything.
Oh, that'd be good.
That'd be fun, like a bonus ep.
Yeah. Where would we ask the questions? On a Facebook? On a anywhere?
On our socials. I'll sort it.
Okay. All right. You're the boss. Have a great whatever, because I was going to say week. Have a great life. Enjoy that cup of tea you're about to have.
Have a great life.
We'll catch you when we catch you.
Bye.